Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. We live in a sea of viruses, which are integral to life itself, one of nature's way of ensuring survival of the fittest, by constantly probing our immune system. If the immune system is healthy, the viruses are neutralized. Degraded or dysfunctional immune systems over-respond or under-respond to viral challenges and are unable to prevent or dampen down the occurrence of life-threatening disease. The response of governments worldwide to COVID-19 has been virology-based only, disregarding toxicological issues. If we want to find the real culprit behind the pandemic, we must look beyond the coronavirus to the various factors that degrade our immune systems. Strategies that target viruses, quarantine, masking, vaccines, etc., address the most visible outcomes of the pandemic, but not the underlying causes that make many of us vulnerable to infection in the first place. The current COVID-19 pandemic and the annual influenza season share some strong commonalities. A small fraction of those who are exposed to the respective viruses become symptomatic, then a small fraction of those who are symptomatic succumb. A vast majority of the deaths are among the elderly, who have important comorbidities and degraded immune systems. According to the CDC, there were comorbidities or other conditions listed on the death certificates of as many as 95% of all COVID-19 deaths. In short, the constant exposure to toxic stressors in our environment, in combination with genetic factors, have been linked to the immune system's inability to deal with disease-producing viruses. These factors include unhealthy lifestyles, lack of exercise, smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, poor diet of processed food, sugar and refined grains, and sleep deprivation. Pharmaceutical drugs. More than half of adults 65 and older report taking four or more prescription drugs. Biotoxins like mold. Environmental exposures like pesticides, heavy metals, atmospheric pollutants, as well as all the psychosocial factors that cause depression and anxiety. Nearly 20% of adults 60 and older take antidepressants. For each of us, the combination of these factors helps determine our susceptibility to a virus like COVID-19. Yet a response to the pandemic has been to focus on a single factor, that is, the virus itself, fighting it with drugs and vaccines. We are living in the COVID-19 era, not the COVID-19 crisis. There will be substantial and persistent changes we aren't even aware of today, so it might be smart to be prepared to deal with many of the ramifications of COVID-19 that will, quite possibly, haunt us for decades. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.